Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Scott, thanks for being with us. Yeah, okay, we cleared that up. Good job, Ian.
All right, so you started your 12:15 conversation today with the Republicans not too worried about paying attention to the list, to be worried and paying attention to the list of Trump's back candidates that lost last night. Well, you should have or should have done research that the 2024 presidential election went to Democrat candidates in both New York and New Jersey by 52% versus 46% in New York, 56% versus 43% in New Jersey, and as for Virginia, the results were 52% versus 46%. All three wins were huge wins.
Yep.
Not close, huge.
Right.
No
Scott,
surprise
first,
that all Democrats won last night,
yeah.
Scoot.
Well, Scott, first
not
of all,
not an issue for the GOP to worry about.
Right.
It would have been a Hail Mary for any Republicans. Would have won.
All right. Scott, first of all, I wasn't on the air at 12:15, and New York State was not on the ballot last night, and I'm simply expressing my opinion. You have your opinion,
New York
and
being,
you're,
New
you
York
have your opinion,
governor.
And you turn him down for just a minute. Scott, you have your opinion and observations of what happened last night. I'm sharing my opinions and observations of what happened last night, so continue.
Yeah, well, there was the mayor's race in New York.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
Okay, so the governor's race in New Jersey, governor race in Virginia.
Yeah.
But those are three Democratic states. They win every time. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Should have thought the Republicans would have won.
Right. Well, Scott, why are people on Fox News concerned? They're expressing concern.
Well, first of all, they're trying to get attention. All the news
okay.
is bringing all attention to this, and they're Trump back. They're Trump back. The governor of the candidate Republican for New Jersey is not a Trump back candidate.
Hey. Hang on a second.
Period.
Scott.
Do your homework on that.
Scott.
Stop talking about homework, Scott, or we're going to just, end the phone call.
Well, I'm upset.
Well, no, I have an opinion. I have an opinion that's different from yours. It doesn't mean that I didn't do my homework, okay? So stop with that, okay?
When you start saying the GOP
stop with
should
that.
Start worrying about
well, I, that's my, Scott,
New
that's...
York, New Jersey and Virginia.
No, Scott.
It's a no-brainer. It doesn't have to work. I tell you what, Scott, let me ask you this question.
No, Scott, turn him down again.
Scott,
it's my opinion that the Republicans need to learn from this. Now, if you disagree with that, that's okay, but don't call this show and start an argument over it. You have an opinion. It's your opinion. I have an opinion. That's my opinion. Now, you might not like my opinion, but this is America, and, I'm allowed to express that. So, Fox News is not happy. I mean, they're like Bret Baier. I mean, they're talking about how serious this is for the Republicans. I'm not even talking about it as seriously as they are.
Yeah, I'm listening to CNN, and I'm listening to MSNBC. Why are you listening to Fox?
Because
they
I listen to all of them, Scott. We've addressed that they are in green. They're in blue states, but it's the way that they won that is something that I believe Republicans should pay attention to.
Hey, Scott, as long as you're coming in here and telling everybody to do their homework and saying that we're uninformed and we don't know what we're talking about, who is the governor of Virginia right now?
If it was the governor
of Virginia right now, and what party do they belong to?
Answer the question.
who's the governor in Virginia right now? I have no idea.
Why don't you know that? Because if you're going to come in here and say it's ridiculous for you to suggest that Republicans are upset that they didn't win this race because they could never win in Virginia, they have a Republican governor right now.
And the governor lost.
He's about to be out of office, and the Democrat governor is going to be in.
But Scott, you're expressing your opinion, but your rage is flawed. I mean, let's get rid of this conversation. All right, this is why I hate talking about politics. This is why I hate it. I mean, Scott doesn't even know who the governor is, and doesn't even know that the Republican was a Republican.
Yeah,
the governor of Virginia was. His point is that I'm crazy because the Democrats always win. Well, the governor of Virginia was a Republican, and now it's a Democrat. That's a flip. That's a switch, and that's something that I'm simply saying that I believe Republicans should pay attention to what voters said, even though this doesn't necessarily reflect all of America. I think it's important to pay attention to what's being said at the polls.
One more thing, and then it's the last thing I'll ever say in my life. If Scott's assertion is that it's silly for us to be talking about this because these aren't competitive states. Number one, just like we said, Virginia currently has a fairly popular Republican governor who is term limited. Otherwise, he would be running and would likely win again. Number two, the attorney general's race in Virginia ended up being pretty competitive because the Democrat candidate there got embroiled in this texting scandal. It was not at all a guarantee that the Republican wouldn't win in that race. Furthermore, if you want to talk about New Jersey and Virginia not being competitive, both of those states, Donald Trump only lost by 6 points in 2024. Donald Trump improved on his margin in New Jersey by 16 points from 2024 to 2020. So and I'm sure Scott is one of these guys that's like, oh, it was a big red wave. It was the big decisive Trump victory.
Yeah.
If we're looking at the same numbers, then your point should be suggesting that you think this is a competitive state. The Republicans can win statewide in New Jersey. It's the same case in Virginia.
But Ian, it's people like this last caller who don't want us to talk about this because we're right. And we also have a right to our opinion. And if we're right, it shatters his world and his belief system. And nobody should be that hung up on politics that if something doesn't turn out the way they want it to turn out, that nobody should talk about it. And if something doesn't turn out the way they want it to turn out, that shouldn't shatter their world. Your world should not, your life, your character, your everything about you should not be based on your politics. And for a lot of people, that's the way it is. They're defined by their politics.
Nothing makes you look more foolish than starting out a conversation saying, well, you guys didn't do your homework. I've done my homework. You don't know what you're talking about. And then you don't. And it's fine if you want to come to the table and have a disagreement. But if you're going to start out with you guys haven't done your homework, and then immediately it's apparent that you haven't done your homework. Yeah, well, now you look like an idiot. And that's nobody's fault but your own.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.